on 1500 ESPN.
Oh, yeah. Billy's at the bar. He's been there all night.
Two-year anniversary of this beautiful tap room here on 1500 ESPN, and we welcome Bartley from Bench Brew Stillery, aspiring to have his tap room open. And we were talking about this, Bartley. First of all, welcome to the beer show.
Thank you very much.
Even though I've been talking to you on and off for the past hour and a half.
What was your name again?
Exactly. But you know, when I was asking you this off the air, and I want to ask you this on the air, when you come to a great tap room like this that's celebrating its two-year anniversary, it kind of reignites the fire a little bit, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, actually, with all the frustrations of getting a tap room up and going with the construction and the delays here and there, and to actually see something like this, especially when it's packed like this,
yeah.
I mean, this is just awesome. I mean, the people are here. Everyone's having a good time, drinking great beer, and this is what I look forward to.
Let me ask you, since you're a beer expert, which 612 brew are you sampling on over here?
I got to tell you, I did have a few of those... The cask beer.
Oh yeah,
the rated R with aged on whiskey barrels.
Cool. Oh,
that was really good.
That's my next one.
Yep. No, you gotta have one of those.
I'm gonna have one of those. So, and now we've been spending a lot of quality time at your tap room.
Mm-hmm.
Again, folks, your tap room's not open yet. In fact, how many weeks away?
We are 3 to 4 weeks from opening.
Oh, you changed it to 3 weeks.
Nice.
It was always four
nice.
Weeks. And I'm very, very excited. And I'm really seem like I'm willing to put some effort into that. So whatever you need from me, I'm there to get that thing open.
Okay, you can follow me back over there tonight because we're painting.
Well, not tonight. Not hypothetically tonight.
Oh, okay.
He just spent some time down the road.
But any other night.
You'll help anytime we want as long as it's not the night I ask.
That's exactly right.
Okay, yeah.
It's going to be special.
You've got to wash your cat tonight.
Yes, yeah. I don't even have a cat, but yes, I have to wash my cat.
All right, now, Bartley, before I let the time get away from me, you brought a special guest on that I want to introduce to the Beer Show audience. Who did you bring with you today?
I brought with me Jeffrey O'Brien. He's my attorney at large. And he's helped me out with a whole lot of stuff. This guy knows everything about brewery law, everything about the laws and the rules and regulations, and I'd like to take this time to maybe
awesome.
Put a little bit of information out there.
Do that. Pass your headset over to Jeffrey, and what I'll say to Jeffrey, too, before he gets his headset on is, you know, there's a lot of things. First of all, Jeffrey, thank you for coming on the Beer Show today. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
When people are thinking about brewery laws, what's the most common misconception that you think people have out there about brewery laws or brewing laws? What would you say that is?
I don't know if there's any common misconception. I think it's... brewery law, in terms of brewery law, there's only, you know, you've got some of the things like the distribution laws and the tap rooms and the growlers and state and local licenses and things like that and the federal license and that. But a lot of it is basic law, business law,
mm-hmm.
you know, forming a company, getting your trademarks, getting a lease in place, getting all the agreements with your partners in place.
That's cool.
That's just bread and butter stuff.
Now, they just changed the growler law recently, correct?
Slightly, yes.
Okay. Talk to the listeners about that. What was the change?
Well, it's kind of a change. There was nothing said either way as to whether or not a brewery like 612 could fill somebody else, another brewery's growler. So if someone comes in with a growler from, say, Dangerous Man or Indeed or something.
Or Bent. Right.
Can a brewery like this fill the growler? It didn't say you could. Didn't say you couldn't. There was one of the provisions in this year's liquor law is that now it says a brewery may but is not required to refill a growler from another brewery.
Okay.
So with all the breweries, especially with all the breweries outstate and all over the place, it makes it easier if they wanted to have the option to fill somebody else.
Okay, so you're obviously the most tied in man we have to the legislation that's changing in this industry because this is your money making industry.
Uh-huh.
What do you see down the line a couple of years that's going to either help this industry in Minnesota or hurt this industry?
Well, I always say that Minnesota really has some of the worst liquor laws in the country.
They are
still very restrictive. You know,
yeah, you're getting a round of applause from the audience, that's for sure.
But with you know, because they're all set up back from the old days where you had big breweries, small distributors,
sure.
you know, and supposedly the breweries could muscle everybody around. Well, they really haven't adjusted the laws completely based on the craft industry,
mm-hmm.
okay? You know, our beer distribution law is 1977. Summit came around in 1986.
Sure.
Okay.
All right. So every session, and Bartley can attest to that because he's got even extra issues being the brewstillery. It's like taking a chisel to the Berlin Wall.
Okay.
And you take a little bit more out every session. You know, one year was tap rooms.
Making progress, right.
Yep. And eventually the walls got to come down.
You have to see this changing, though. Because when mayors walk into this in their city and they say, oh, look it, I could have this many people in my city spending property taxes, everything going up, they have to
reduce the cities. Get it. I live way out in Wright County, and I get approached by cities that want to know, what do we need to do with our ordinances? How do we get a brewery?
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's an amazing sign.
Yeah. It's great to see cities being proactive.
Is there anything out there on the horizon that you could see that could squash everything? That could just put a... They're not going to do something to stop it now, I'd hope.
Not at this... It represents too many jobs, too many wages, too many tax dollars.
Sure.
So they're not going to stop it.
Now, before we get the headset passed back to Bartley, I need to ask you, when you're talking to your friends that you've gone through law school with, do you brag a little that you get to do brewery laws? Do you brag a little bit?
You know, it's become well known that I do brewery law, so they all kind of like, wow, It's known. It's fun.
In fact, I'm waiting for a text of a good friend that's a patent attorney, and he would kill for your job.
It's hard to call what I do work.
That's exactly right. Jeffrey, thank you so much for coming on today. We really
appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
So we'll pass your headset back over to Bartley because we just have a couple of minutes remaining here for the beer show here. Bartley, you said about 3 to 4 weeks away from the taproom being open. You're getting excited, I can tell, aren't you?
Absolutely. We're painting tonight. I've got a crew over there right now. Cheers out to my buddies, painting the walls, slapping the rollers around.
See, the problem is you just got to stop having me and Fred Aloni come over on a Friday afternoon and just kill progress altogether like we did last weekend.
Yeah, it's always welcome, and to tell you the truth, we have paintbrushes for you guys, too.
You know what? I was just actually talking about this with my wife, and I said, I might have to go over there and because I always feel guilty if I'm just given something. I want to, earn a little bit and put up a coat of paint or something like that. Plus, it'd be fun to have a helping hand in the process.
Absolutely.
It makes you feel part of it, and we'd be happy to have you guys there, And in the meantime, this is one of the things that I like to say with Father's Day coming up. There are a few bottles of the Dark Father still on the shelves at a few liquor stores. Have a look on our website at www.bentbrewsdistillery.com. It'll tell you the liquor stores that do carry the Dark Father. Go there, pick one up for your father Father's Day.
Not only when you go to the website will it tell you which liquor stores, like Elevated, carry you guys, but it will tell you which specific brands are available in those stores.
Exactly. What brands and what's available in what form. We have that, and we also have the draft list on there as well. So anywhere you want to find it on draft, on tap, we have that listed as well.
Very cool.
And, I've been at your place now the last two Fridays, and I'm not kidding when I say this. I've seen significant progress in just a week.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the time. This is the critical path right now. This is a very critical time when you're going to see a lot of changes as it goes through. We get a coat of paint on. We get another coat of paint on. We get furniture in. We have a lot of really new, big changes over the next couple of weeks.
You want to capture this weather and this amount of people in your place right now.
Absolutely.
This pays the bills.
We'll have the garage doors open, too, and have some nice free-flow on air, and it's going to be nice.
I can't wait.
And let's be honest, we're Minnesotans. It's nice out until December. I love the fall. It's my favorite time of the year.
It is. But
I thought you were being facetious there.
No, not at all. Not at all.
It is true, though, that we have about 6 months of summer and 6 months of winter.
Awesome.
And one last thing, I'd like to say one quick shout-out to our buddies and our neighbors, Digby's, Roseville,
Meat
Shop Kitchen. Not only Reed, but Michael. And Carly Ray, the manager, and James.
Awesome.
Thank you very much for carrying our beer, and we love the interactions.
Bartley, we'll talk to you again next week, sir.
Cheers. Thank you, sir.
Everybody here live at 612 Brew, thank you so much for having us. And I tip my cap to 612 Brew on two great years. Let's give them a round of applause for putting on a fantastic event. For Mike Fratelloni, for the guys from Elevated Beer, Wine, and Spirits, my name is Chris Reavers. You have been listening here live to The Beer Show on 1500 ESPN. Cheers. We'll talk to you again next week.